Welcome to the Getting Vulnerable podcast. Getting Vulnerable saved my life, and I'm here to help you save yours. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Getting Vulnerable podcast. It's been a while since I've jumped on because life has been pretty hectic, and I'm sorry if you've missed me. I've missed you guys, that's for sure. So, I don't know about you guys, but it's like everyone's exhausted, everyone's a bit overwhelmed, and it feels like there's like no way out apart from like pushing through. This time of year, it's just like all the things happening, and I'm bloody tired and I'm bloody exhausted. And I feel like it's pretty funny because it's like the end of the year, you know, for some reason everyone loses their shit and it's like we're all going to die on Boxing Day, you know? So today I wanted to share with you the one thing you need in order to reduce your overwhelm at this time of year specifically. But this one thing I take with me every day. It's in my toolkit. It's in my mind mental toolkit that I use all the time when I start feeling that bit of overwhelm. Or, you know, if you struggle with anxiety, which you probably do if you're listening to this podcast, this tool is everything. And what that one tool is self-compassion. Yes, I know, it's like, Lou, I thought you were going to give me something really fucking good. But self-compassion, what I've learned through my own personal development journey, what I've learned through working with clients and taking them through the deep dive journey is that so many of us don't know actually how to show ourselves compassion, don't know how to have empathy for ourselves because anxiety, people-pleasing, overanalyzing, you know, all anxiety and its mates, they get in the way and they overtake our ability to show ourselves self-compassion. And at the end of the day, each and every one of us is in charge of how we manage our overwhelm. So the big question is, how the hell do we manage it? How do we manage it? And something that my tool that I take, you know, which has just supported me in so many aspects of my life, is asking myself the question of, does this truly fucking matter? Does it truly matter? It is the best thing that I have implemented into my mind since overcoming anxiety. And, you know, because the thing is, 99% of the time, we create overwhelm from all the things that we think we need to do. We think we need to do all these things and be a certain person. But the underlying thing is that, you know, all the stuff we have to do can be reduced if we show ourselves some self-compassion in how we tackle our overwhelming to-do lists. You know, because we're really bloody good at overcomplicating, catastrophizing things because we have this deep, deep desire of wanting to fit in, of wanting to be liked, of not being judged. And we go above and beyond because we want to be seen. We want to be loved. We want to be liked. We want to be appreciated. Yeah, but as humans, we have this deep desire to also give back to others and make sure everyone else, you know, is feeling good, is happy, is having the best time. And so we create this overwhelm from all the things that we need to do, have to do to, because little Sally's doing it, you know? But the truth is, if we can come back to ourselves and start learning what truly fucking matters, you know, like some examples of, does it truly matter if you home bake 800 cookies for, you know, the Christmas pageant or for your school Christmas concert? Or you could buy them, reduce that overwhelm, buy some cookies, you know, just buy the big packets from, you know, Farmer Jack's, Aldi, you know, you know, buy a big packet and put it in a nice, you know, platter. You know, does it truly matter that I stress myself out to get the right ingredients to stay up all night, cooking them, cutting them, decorating them? Does it truly fucking matter? And if the answer is yes, it matters to me because I love this, because I want to do this, then do it. But so much of the time we worry about being judged if we bought Woolworths cookies. But does that truly matter? What's the deeper thing of actually giving back to the community or giving a gift? Doesn't matter what it is. It's wanting to give. Does it truly matter if you wear the same thing to two different events with two different groups of people? You know, oh, wow, you might have like a photo the same. And, you know, like we in our heads when we struggle with anxiety, when we catastrophize, when we overanalyze, when we worry about just fitting in, people liking us, you know, we do this. We're like, well, if someone takes a photo of me and I'm wearing the same thing, people are going to be talking about how I had the same dress on. You know, I used to do that, and I'm only sharing this because I used to do that. And I laugh now because I think about how much stress I was going through my head because I needed to get two different outfits, because I needed to look different, because I needed, you know. But does that truly matter? And if yes, if it matters to you, then go for it. But if it doesn't, reduce the overwhelm. Think, I've spent, you know, $150 on this wicked dress. It's awesome. I love it. I'm going to wear it as much as possible. That's what I now think. But when I struggled with anxiety, I was thinking about, what are people going to say? People are going to judge me. They're going to talk about me. No one's going to fucking talk about you. They're probably going to say, I bloody love that dress. Yes. You know, that colour's amazing on you. Does it truly fucking matter if your kids are making a mess and actually living as children rather than worrying about if your cushions are in colour order on the couch or if they've, you know, thrown a cushion and it's gone out of whack? Does it matter? You know, the overwhelm because, oh, we've got people coming over and if the cushions aren't, you know, lined up, they're going to judge me. Like, actually have a listen to what's going on in your head, like deep. Because if they judge you about your cushions, then they are not people you want to be around, are they? You know, it's when we can truly listen to ourselves and show ourselves some self-compassion, shit becomes nice. It becomes easy. You know, ask yourself, like, what do you want to get out of living? What do you want to get out of living? We are in control of so much, like so much. But what the gap in having that peaceful, calm, enjoyable life and having anxiety and stressing, catastrophizing, overanalyzing everything, the gap here is, we don't know how to show ourselves self-compassion because nobody's taught us. Because the anxiety feeds on the anxiety. The overanalyzing leads to investigating. It leads to catastrophizing. So we jump on that anxiety train instead of stopping and listening and being like, what's actually happening for me here? And you know, there's no quick fix to getting good at self-compassion. It's time, but it's practice. It's asking yourself, does this truly fucking matter? How can I make it easier for me, especially in this silly season? Does it matter if you buy pre-made packet salads rather than spend 400 hours grating carrots? Does it matter? Like, you know, when you put the dish on the table for Christmas Day or whatever event or whatever it is, you know, people aren't going to be like, oh, wow, you know, I can see that you've grated carrots for 400 hours. Oh, my gosh, it's pretty funny, isn't it? It's funny because it's true because I used to do things like that. I used to be like, I have to do this like amazing salad and put all this time in, and I can't buy bought one because people are going to judge me and then think I'm like really shit at cooking, on and they're going to talk about me, you know. It's funny when we listen and even talk out aloud. Is that even a thing? Talk out aloud what's going on in our head. But when you do, when you use this awareness, when you use this, you know, one thing that's going to really support you in starting to catch yourself and live a better life and live a less overwhelmed life, this thing of asking yourself, does this truly fucking matter? It will help you start to make those changes so that you can be more free, so that you can start doing that work for yourself to get to that peace and calm and freedom and go with the flow vibe that you so desperately want. You know, we make it so hard for ourselves. Our anxiety makes it so hard for ourselves because there's an underlying deeper thing that we need to open up and nurture and then make those adjustments to change. You're the only person that can do that. Just like I was the only person that freed myself from a 20-year battle with anxiety, because I started to listen and I started to really like peel back this shit that was going on in my head and find that deeper root, that root of like, what's really happening here? What do I need to work on? I want to fit in. I don't want to be judged. I want people to like me. You know, I want that so desperately, and so many of people in society want that. But also, when we get that, it doesn't fill that cup, does it? Because it's like a tiny little instant bit. But then, you know, the self-doubt comes in. Oh, but they're just saying that to be nice. They don't really think that. And, you know, we catastrophize and overanalyze and then take ourselves on this, like, shit show path of you find validate, you're trying to find validation of, oh, we're shit, no one likes us. You know, instead of being like, why do I feel that way? It's because I don't have confidence in myself. We don't look at the good shit that we've done and who we are. We don't see that because we don't know who we are, because we've spent our whole life wearing our masks. Our anxiety and people pleasing and all these masks that we're wearing are fake, because we have this desire to be like other people, to fit in, to have this and have that. And then when we get it, we don't feel complete. We don't feel satisfied. So ask your question of like, why? It's because we're not listening. We're not listening to ourselves, and we're also not listening to the people around us and looking at what we've actually got and how far we've come. Does it truly fucking matter if you don't handwrite 18 million cards for your office and give out candy canes? Does it truly matter? Does it truly matter if you have one day that you can't go to the shops? I know the overwhelm of like, but what if we run out of stuff? What if, you know, we jump to this thing of like, but we're going to run out of food. No one ever runs out of food. No one runs out of food. You know, there's always a BP open. Go grab some packets of chips or some dirty, you know, sausage rolls that have been in the warmer for, you know, 40 days. Like, does it truly fucking matter? We need to start, you know, being more aware and removing the overwhelm, giving ourselves some self-compassion of like, oh, let's cut the crap. Does it truly matter that Auntie Sally, you know, what she has to say about your life and you haven't even seen her all year and she's going to make comments about, you know, what shoes you're wearing or how you're parenting your kids? Does it truly fucking matter? I don't see this person. I get anxiety around seeing these people because they always rip into me, or that it's just awkward, or there's conflict. Like, give yourself some compassion. Let them say whatever they're going to say, but don't let it hit you in the heart, because does it matter what I what this person says about me. Do they add value to my life right now? Have they ever added value to my life? Why do I care so much about what these people think? What matters the most is you, how you feel. Give yourself a break. Does it truly fucking matter if you have paper plates instead of the crockery that is in the back of your cupboard that you have to dust and clean and polish off the silverware? Is everyone going to be like, wow? You might get one comment like, oh, this looks great. And then next minute, there's shit everywhere, it's gross, and then you're like, oh, great, now I have to wash it all and then wipe it all and then put it back in the cupboard for another year. Think about what matters for you at Christmas. What do you love? What do you want to love? And what part of your overwhelm or anxiety is stopping you from being in the moment, from being present? It's up to us. It is up to us. And this one thing, of giving yourself some self-compassion, showing yourself some self-compassion, this time of year, if you can start practicing this, using that awareness, yes, it's going to be a bit uncomfortable because all you've known is to people please, is the expectations up here. But let's do it now. Do it now. If not when, then now. I don't know. There's that saying. I don't know what it is. But, you have your life. You have your kids' lives. If you've got kids, you've got your, it's now. Now is the time to start being in the memories, being a part of the memories. You have control over that. Be in the memories instead of regretting not being in them because you are too busy. Quick, we've got to do the dishes because everyone's finished and then dessert, and all the aunties and nanas are in the kitchen. I feel like I have to be in there because that's what you do. They can do their tradition thing, but it's up to you if you want to hang out with the kids or play water balloons with the kids instead of not being in there. Or why don't you change the tradition and say, hey, everyone in the kitchen, get the fuck out. We're here together. We'll do the dishes later. We'll do them later when we've had a few wines and it's just so much easier to do them. Why do we have to pack up the dishes and put the dishwasher on and clean the kitchen straight after everyone's eaten? And again, I'm just kind of grabbing a scenario out of my head. You may not do that. You may be laughing along because it's like, oh my God, it's every year. It's like, great, we've got to finish our dinner. We can't even sit here and have some fun and talk. And you can be that change. You can. And it may be uncomfortable if you're like, right, I'm going to choose to sit here. And they may talk about me because I'm sitting here actually being present at a time where our family are together. And not do the dishes straight away. You deserve to have fun. You're so deserving of creating memories and making this end of year, just like for you. You're exhausted, you're tired, you're just like, holy shit, there's so much to do. Is there so much to do? On those 1800 lists that you've probably got going, go through and reduce your own overwhelm. Instead of oh, I've got to bake cookies on Thursday night, I've got to wrap these presents on Friday night, go get some bags, chuck the presents in the bags. There's a present, there's a bag, put it in. Or we can, I need this beautiful wrapping paper and ribbon and I'm going to make these tags. And, you're creating that overwhelm where ask yourself, does this truly fucking matter? Whether it's in a bag or in this amazing, looking present that is just going to get ripped apart and then thrown in the bin. Oh, and then there's the resentment. They didn't even look at the wrapping paper. Let's overanalyze this. And so I want to end with, you guys are in charge of your overwhelm. You deserve so much to enjoy this time. You deserve it. If you start implementing these changes, it may be uncomfortable, but Like, move through the discomfort now. How much? Think about how much uncomfortable shit you've gotten through in your life and how much you've learnt from it, how much you've become a better person, how good you feel. Maybe not in that uncomfortable moment. It's a bit uncomfortable. That's why it's called uncomfortable. But, like, be the change, make the change, break the cycle. You deserve to have time with your little family unit instead of running around the countryside trying to please everyone and go to everywhere, and you've got to go here because Aunt Sally said it's her turn and this and that, and then you've got to cart everything in the car. You know what? You deserve to create memories for you and your beautiful families and friends. You deserve a break at the end of the year. You deserve to have fun. But you're in charge. Start the conversation with your partner. Start the conversation with your family. If it's too late for this Christmas, start thinking about next year. And say, hey guys, we're not going to be around next Christmas because we're going to do a little family trip. Boom, you've already planted the seed. Remove, you know, if it's that's kind of just steps into the little bit of, wait till they've had a few drinks. Everyone be like, oh, what a great idea. Oh, we'll miss you. La, la, la. You deserve this. Yeah, I know so much of, you know, what anxiety ripped away from me for so bloody long was memories, was being in the moment. And I'm sharing this because I don't want you to have to struggle for as long as I did. But it comes a point where it's like, right, now is the time to start showing yourself self-compassion. Start asking yourself, does this truly fucking matter? What is the deeper thing here? And so I would absolutely love to hear from you. If you're just like, right, Lou, I'm gonna have the uncomfortable conversation. I'm gonna buy the packet salads. I'm gonna not bake cookies and just put some chocolates in a bag. And, you know, what are you gonna do differently this year that's gonna reduce your overwhelm? What are you going to do? You are in charge. Reduce and remove the expectations. You may be thinking, oh, but every year everyone loves my little, you know, I used to make these little puddings, like miniature puddings. I'll share. This is what I used to, oh my gosh, I just sink back and I want to vomit. I would stay up so late making these mini puddings where I'd, you know, run around to different shops to try and get, you know, the right coloured Christmas cake and the rum, and then I'd mix it all and then I'd roll it into little balls and then I'd get the white chocolate and I'd melt that, and then, you know, so that there was little red kind of balls and leaves on top of the white chocolate, I would get red and green snakes, but you can't buy just red and green snakes. So I would go to the shops and look through the like snake lolly packets and try and find the one that had the most, you know, red and green in it, because otherwise then I'd have to buy more packets. And yeah, I'd clearly eat all the other colours, which was amazing because I love lollies. But then I'd sit there and cut the green things into leaves, like hundreds of them. And then I'd cut the red snakes into little red things. And then I'd have to melt the chocolate and then pour it on the little balls and then quickly, like nicely decorate, you know, with the snakes and the leaves. And then I'd put it on a plate and I'd wrap it up and I would just be like, wow, they look great, but why am I doing this? Obviously, at the time I didn't. I was like, oh, I hope like they're going to like it. And, oh, yeah, I've put lots of effort in, but yeah. And everyone's like, oh, they're great. And then next minute, it doesn't even matter. They probably leave them in the car, you know, and they're probably going to melt and be gross and then go in the bin. I did that now looking back because I was so desperate to be seen as, like, just to be liked. My anxiety was just like, you've got to do nice shit. Doing nice shit, like going to the shops, getting some chocolate, putting in a bag, writing a nice card, or not writing a card, just hugging the person, being like, fucking love you. Like, that's nice things. We can reduce all this overwhelm that we put on ourselves. I hope you like that story. Yeah, I actually did that for years in a row. And then, like, one year I'd be like, oh, I have to do the bloody puddings again. Do I have to do? Who told me, Lou, you've got to do the puddings? You know, my head, my mind, my anxiety, my like, you're going to, you know, you're going to be a shit person if you don't do the puddings. you know, I was like, I have to do them. But then there's a year I was just like, I can't do them. I don't want to do them. They're so annoying. You know, and so now for presents, for food, taking to other people's places, like, I don't like cooking. I'm not good at cooking. Well, maybe I am sometimes. But I have that trust and confidence in myself to own my stuff. Like, I'm not into that. I'm into having a good time, being in the moment, something that I dreamed of for so long. And now that I don't struggle with anxiety, now that I'm out the other side, honestly, it's life-changing. It is life-changing. And if you're ready, if you're like, right, 2023, I'm ready to get to the bottom of my anxiety, make sure you're on my mastermind wait list because it's getting full. And I open that up in April. I also have a 4-week anxiety and motherhood program starting this week. So check it out on my website. But please shoot me a DM and like let me know what resonated for you in this and what you're going to be doing differently. I would absolutely love to hear, like, Lou, you inspired me. I'm going to do this, or I did this and it was uncomfortable, but it was so good. I took off 2 hours of my night. Thank you. So nice to be here. My next episode is the reflection of 2022. It's a real raw. I can't wait. I haven't recorded it yet, but there's no planning. I'm going to take you through my reflection.